with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's willingness to consider war with Iran has divided some of his staunchest allies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Leading voices within the president's MAGA movement are split when it comes to possible military action against Iran. Some of the president's top supporters are upset. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said,
"Nobody should be surprised by the president's position that Iran absolutely cannot obtain a nuclear weapon."
The president this week said he's not looking for a fight with Iran, but if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, he said you have to do what you have to do. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel's defense minister threatened Iran's supreme leader after Iranian missiles damaged a hospital in southern Israel and hit residential buildings near Tel Aviv. At least 240 people were wounded. Meanwhile, Israel struck a heavy water reactor linked to Iran's nuclear program. The rebuilding of one of the nation's oldest black churches started today with a ceremonial groundbreaking in Virginia. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
An African Baptist church is being rebuilt at Colonial Williamsburg. Janice Candidate of African American Community Engagement says the new structure will recognize one of the oldest black congregations in the country.
1776 is when we formally have the organization of a church, or is documented.
The original meeting house was destroyed by a tornado in 1834, and a larger church was built in 1856. It was demolished in 1957 and was eventually turned into a parking lot. I'm Donna Warder.
Hurricane Eric made landfall in the western part of Oaxaca State in Mexico. It has since dropped to a tropical depression. This is SRN News. A Texas man is charged with killing an unborn baby.
Justin Banta is accused of slipping abortion pills into his girlfriend's drink after asking her to have an abortion and she refused. The child later died when the woman suffered a miscarriage. Banta is charged with capital murder. Pro-life activists have been warning of the danger presented when abortion pills become widely available, as they are now thanks to efforts by former President Biden and other Democrats. Women won't be the only ones using them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from limiting passport gender markers for many transgender and so-called non-binary people. This means such people who are without a passport or need to apply for a new one can request a male, female, or X identification marker. In an executive order signed in January, the president limited gender identification in federal documents to male or female only. SRN News. The Stanley Cup is a little banged up thanks to the Florida Panthers' celebration of back-to-back titles. Correspondent Bernie Bennett shares details.
The bowl of the famous trophy is cracked and the bottom is dented. Not for the first time and likely not the last. The Panthers won their second consecutive championship on home ice Tuesday night, beating Edmonton in six games. The team, following decades of tradition, partied with the cup in the wee hours and kept the revelry going in Fort Lauderdale well into Wednesday afternoon. A spokesperson for the Hockey Hall of Fame says that the keepers of the Stanley Cup are taking appropriate steps and plan to have it repaired by the celebration parade on Sunday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Over 100 relics of French Emperor Napoleon are on display in Paris ahead of what experts call one of the most important Napoleonic auctions ever staged. The auction preview is open to the public. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.